It's Monday, September the 8th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. On this week's episode, a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to shout in your faces.
Yeah, because we have a new member.
We do.
In the podcast.
We do have a new member, a new addition to the podcast.
My boy Blue.
Oh.
AKA a fancy new microphone that Anthony graciously purchased for the podcast.
It's mainly for the podcast.
It's mainly for his EP.
Yeah, it was mainly for my new hot rap album coming out.
His
yeah.
collabo.
It's dropping, I think, 2015.
Yeah. We had so many technical problems because it could catch almost anything.
And at the time of this recording, it might still be.
Yeah, so yeah. The fact that he just fiddled with the little cords behind
cable.
It, you would know.
Yeah.
You would know.
You would probably know. So if the things sound differently, That's your.
If it sounds better, that's it. If it sounds worse, that's it.
Yeah, we're still working out the kinks.
If it somehow sounds worse, it's probably not going to get better. And if it sounds better, well, then there you go.
Awesome.
It might get worse.
It might get worse.
Enjoy while it lasts. So let's see. No review this week, no nothing else, just regular picks and weeks. Believe it, how have you been in the past 7 days?
Yeah, I've been all right. I've been on a. I think I've been partying a lot.
Oh, that's good.
Which is good.
Well, it is. It is. Post-secondary school frosh week.
Wow, what is that supposed to insinuate, sir?
I'm insinuating that you are hopping on that bandwagon.
Yeah. Too old for that, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm
like, no, yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
So, what? So they're frosh, what would be, 18, 19?
Yeah. You're 26. Or you're turning
26. Oh, whoa, sir.
You're 25.
25, whoa, listen. So, a little closer.
Okay.
So it's what? It's a 7 to 6 year gap?
Well, you know what? You could argue that you're doing your master's. Partnering with the high-end crowd.
True.
I usually go for the low-end crowd.
That's true. You do aim low.
Low-hanging fruits.
By high.
Yeah.
And by definition, high.
Okay. Yeah. Anthony, have you been partying on Frosh Week?
No.
It's just all...
I partied before Frosh Week.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. That's, you're like super hipster Frosh Week.
I partied before it was cool.
Okay.
Actually, that actually makes sense.
No, but I guess you've just been working and used your sweet new connections to get this microphone.
Yeah, deep discount, son.
Yeah. That's good to hear.
Get the deeps.
All right. Anything else you want to bring upon?
No.
Cool. Has Vince been partying?
It's not.
Yeah,
of course not.
If by party you mean like drinking Starbucks and playing Titanfall, then
and building Gundam model
then
kits,
yes,
and constantly posting it to Twitter.
Oh yes,
I literally know everything about your life. I think
you know what though. You probably could have went easier on the panel lining.
I think so.
Yeah. Obviously, I think you could
have. I probably could have.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, like when I was at the club, I was just seeing my Twitter feed and just dancing. Oh, Vince was almost done his thing.
Wait,
just dancing.
Why were you looking at your phone at the club? Why are you looking at Twitter at the club?
Yeah, it's just like, boop, boop.
Yo, girl, check out my friend. He builds toys.
Oh, isn't it cool?
Yeah, she's like, check out the ladies.
Of course.
That's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, the only thing I want to say is, Italian Grand Prix this weekend. Guess what happened to Ferrari?
They won.
Car broke down.
Oh. That sounds like very like Ferrari.
So, poor Italians.
Yeah.
Was it a boring race?
It could have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, because it could have been Lewis Hamilton was on pole. Could have just been him racing to the finish. But, his car broke down off the line.
It's like the only way he loses.
That's funny.
Yeah. So he dropped down the order and it was just all about him getting to the back to the front.
Huh.
Oh, interesting.
So it was fun.
Was there any sparring between them?
No, there was no sparring.
So I heard there's rumors of Formula One going to less teams and then having bigger, like, three car teams or something.
Yeah, that news
less...
just broke today.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It was all on my Twitter feed. So, like, what does that... It's like, before we get into other stuff, like, what does that mean for Formula One?
That basically means, so in Formula One, there are 12 teams.
Yeah.
Okay? There's your big names, like... Mercedes, Ferrari,
Red Bull,
and then there's the small little teams like
Force India,
Caterham, Marussia, and they all have two cars each.
Okay,
you can only have so many cars on the track, and the more cars each team has, the less they'll be for smaller teams.
Okay,
which means that you'll have a grid full of only the top teams. Now that might sound great, But what's going to happen is one of those top teams is eventually going to become the new losing team.
Yeah.
And what happens when a team constantly loses, they exit the sport. And that's what they don't want. They don't want to, like... Because right now, Formula 1's trying to attract big car manufacturers back, like Honda, Toyota, BMW.
Yeah.
And if they get them back, only so that they can be constantly losing so that they'll leave again. They don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Formula 1, the wealth in Formula 1 is spread out so that the winning teams basically get 95% of the winning, of all the money.
Okay.
And then the other 5% is split amongst the other teams.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's so the rich get richer, basically.
Yeah, and what they and this only further ruins that situation, I guess, or emphasizes that situation. And what they want is more teams to be able to have more opportunity to have a shot at the wealth, and it's hard enough for the small teams to function as it is with two cars.
Mm-hmm.
If they add a third car, they'll almost...
They can't afford to have three cars.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what some people were...
It deters people from new people entering the sport. Yeah,
so smaller teams, that's what I heard, like smaller teams aren't really... They're not... It seems like they're not welcome anymore if it becomes like a three car.
Yes. Game. And then if it's just the big teams, you don't want to be losing in the big team, so you'll just leave the sport.
So everything you said sounds bad.
Yeah.
For Formula One. What would be the reason for doing, like, so like they do get those, like, what's the overall goal? Like the overall goal is to get the bigger cars back. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like that plan will just make itself fail because then those lower teams will be losing all the time. Right?
So
what's the point
of having a third car?
Yeah.
Because the bigger teams want to do it so that they have more opportunities to win.
Oh,
and they have more opportunities to make money.
Okay.
Because what they're thinking is they'll use their third, like say Ferrari, they'll pick up a third Ferrari and they'll put a rookie driver in it. But that rookie driver pays for that seat.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right.
It's not like, oh, we're going to offer you a contract to drive with us. It's, we're going to auction off our third Ferrari car. Have fun.
Oh, so this is like a one percenter thing.
Yes.
Okay. All
right. It's yes. Right now, Formula One is the rich get richer, and this only further helps that situation.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's it. Who cares?
Must be good.
Yeah.
Be the main team.
Right now, all that matters is Mercedes is going to win. Okay?
That's kind of why I stopped watching this season, is because...
You don't care about the inter-team battle?
They're so far ahead. They're like, I don't care about inter-team. I care about like team on team.
Oh, no. See, I only care about inter-team.
Okay.
Because when it comes to Formula One, the only person you can compare yourself to is your teammate.
True. Right. Okay, I can see that.
Because you have the same machine. Like, you have no excuse. You can't say, well, he had a faster car.
I guess unless you're Ferrari, then you have just like a lower machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? There you go.
I guess that's like, I'm rooting for Ferrari because Kimi Raikkonen's on Ferrari now. Yeah. So maybe that's my thing.
Yeah. There you go, right? Okay, then, enough of chatter about nothing. Let's move into our picks of the week.
To more chat about nothing?
Yeah, more chat about nonsense. You know, I'm going to open up this nonsense segment because I know Blavin has, like, the best picks, so we'll save him for last.
Oh, come on.
You do.
Okay.
The bestest. The bestest. So first off, you guys know that I do some YouTube stuff.
What?
Oh, did you hit a milestone?
No.
Oh.
Wait. 1 million subscribers.
That'd be awesome.
I wish I got to 100,000 just so I can get that plaque.
You get a plaque?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So like you get one for 100,000, you get one for 1 million?
Yes.
You get any for 1 billion?
No.
Okay.
Probably.
I don't think so. But yeah. So YouTube has been experimenting lately on how to do their... You know how YouTube is all ad-supported and revenue-based and blah, blah, blah.
I set up this bot to click on all my ads.
Yeah. And you know how there's third-party donating solutions to if you like your content creator. Like, the most popular one at the moment is Patreon,
mm-hmm.
right? You guys know how Patreon works?
No.
I've heard of it. I don't know exactly how it works.
So basically, Patreon is, it's like a, people like to liken it like a tip jar.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, for example, say I put out 2 videos a week.
Yeah.
You can say for every video I put out, you'll give me a quarter.
Okay.
Okay. And then if I put out 2 videos for every video I put out, I get a quarter from you. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah,
so it's
blah.
Like a subscription?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a subscription. Like, there's no guarantee from my end that I have to put out content.
Right.
And you only pay if I do. And I can choose which videos count towards that. And if I do more videos than you anticipated, you can set a monthly limit. So say you only want to do $1 maximum per month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then if I put out, you know, 5 videos at a quarter, you'll only put out the $1.
Okay, that's fine.
No, say I do 5 videos.
Oh, right. Oh, then $1.25.
Yes. Okay. Then there's incentive programs. Like if cumulatively my Patreon says I get, $500 from all these people per month, I can add goals. Like, if I can keep my Patreon at this level, I will add...
New features.
Like a...
Better equipment,
a request section, or...
So it sounds like Kickstarter, but as an ongoing thing.
Yes.
Okay.
YouTube has their... Now, this is all separate from YouTube, right? Like, mm-hmm. you can use this for... Patreon, you can use for any sort of thing, like podcasting or whatnot. Anything you want to support. YouTube has theirs called fan funding. So now when you go to a YouTube video or a content creator, mm-hmm. in the corner of their video or their channel, there'll be a little button or a little logo that says fund them. And it's a straight up donation.
Huh. YouTube doesn't take a cut?
YouTube does take a cut, but it's not a subscription service. It's not based per video. It is just, if you feel like you've watched something and you enjoy it and you want to give something back, it's there.
Okay.
I think the payment levels are $1, $5, and blank.
Oh, the amount.
And whatever you want.
Yes. Right now, it's only available in the States, Mexico, and Australia, and Japan.
No. Not
everywhere,
Canada.
But here.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was going to come to Canada until anytime soon, but I'm surprised they picked Australia over the UK.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Because Australia is usually the last of the European countries, too.
And there's been a lot of, like, there's been a big influx of British vloggers
on
YouTube lately.
Yeah, I think it might just be, like, it's just international law with them or something.
Maybe.
Like something they have to legalize first.
We don't want your filthy American dollars.
Yeah, so there's that. I'm interested to see how, one, if this is successful, and two, how the audience will react. Because it's not really forced upon you.
Yeah.
But I know how bad people react to like ads, and seeing that button there, people are like, I don't know.
But like it feels less intrusive than ads.
It does.
Yeah, because it is a totally optional thing. You could go your whole time on YouTube without even noticing that button, right? So
I sometimes watch the whole ad. There, wow. I said it.
Wow,
I said it.
Sometimes I do too, but that's because I'm not watching the video.
Oh. I watch the ad. Sometimes you just get me.
Really?
Yeah.
You just watch the ad, and when the video starts, you refresh it because you're like, oh, I want to see that ad again.
No. I'm still there for the video.
The last ad I watched was the Dove one, where they were describing what you look like, and they had to draw.
And then
your friend described you. Right?
Yeah. Well, wasn't it the person describes to them what they think, and then the person sketches it, and then you get an actual sketch of the person? Is that what it was?
No. You get a friend to describe.
Oh, that's really cute. So let me guess, the friends describe them a lot, better.
Yeah, but the
person themselves described themselves as
a
really
lot worse.
Ugly.
And then when you saw the pictures, the friend's description was a lot more accurate.
Right.
Because you naturally look at yourself way worse.
But I know if you guys did it, you guys would make me look awful.
I'd make you look awful, make myself look awesome.
I got like 6-pack abs, glowing.
It's just a face.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's just
really defined cheekbones.
It's like who the sketch artist.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that's fan funding. Interesting to see how it works out.
Hmm.
And then my other pair of picks are all DC Cinematic Universe TV show related.
Ooh.
First off, DC has been making strides in their TV show.
Arrow.
Yeah.
And Flash.
Yep.
And Gordon. Gotham.
Gordon, Gotham, and...
Did that show start yet? Gotham?
These are all starting in October.
Okay.
And Constantine. Now, there's one thing missing from all these shows.
Is Keanu Reeves and Constantine?
As in, a missing show or a missing something in the show?
A missing aspect of all of these shows. These shows all have something, one thing in common that they feel like they need something else to deviate from it.
They all focus on not popular characters.
No.
They all focus on teen angst.
No.
They're all
It's
not,
actually really easy.
They're not part of the Avengers.
No.
It's not Marvel.
All right.
Go.
They're all male leads.
Oh my god. Here we go.
And so DC says, we need a female lead.
Cool.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on.
Go for it. Tell me who it's going to be.
Huntress.
Oh. Nope. Demon Anthony, I was the one.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. Spider-Woman.
Yes, DC, nope.
Oh, wait, that's not... That actually... No, legit. That was me not knowing. Wow. Black Canary?
No. She's an Arrow.
Oracle?
No. Harley Quinn.
Wonder Woman.
You're getting closer.
Wonder Girl?
Nope. Supergirl. There you go.
What?
Supergirl.
Huh. The one with the hole in the chest,
that's
right?
Power Girl.
Power Girl. Oh,
God.
That, well, technically, that's
yeah, like, but still.
You're right. That is Power Girl. That's not Supergirl.
Okay.
Yeah. Supergirl, at least the newest iteration of Supergirl, along with the weird knee pads.
But she looks good.
But yeah, short so skirt. It looks like Supergirl is going to be the next DC show they're lining up. It's probably going to air sometime next year, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to say on that. The other DC thing is, we know that The Rock has been talking with DC for a long time now. He's been teasing different roles.
Okay.
He's finally revealed his role, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's Bane. Thing.
He's who?
Did I say? No, I did. I got that one. Bane.
No, he's not Bane.
Thing, no. Fantastic Four.
That's Marvel.
Damn.
No. He is Clayface.
Oh, I wish, but no.
He is Mr. Freeze.
Scarecrow.
Oh, that'd be such a waste if he was Mr.
Do you
Freeze.
Smell what The Rock is icing?
What?
I don't know.
No.
Who is it?
He's got the power to go toe to toe with Superman.
Bizarro Superman.
Oh my God, toe to toe with
Superman.
Oh
no, I think you mentioned this. Shazam.
Close.
Huh? Black Adam?
He's Black Adam.
Oh.
Oh yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's fine. That makes sense.
Black Adam.
If you give him pointy ears, he looks just like Black Adam.
So the thing is,
who's Shazam?
I know you're thinking like Black Adam's a villain.
He isn't though.
Yeah, the thing is like he's more like an anti-hero.
I've only ever seen him as a villain role.
He's an anti-hero.
He is an anti-hero, and in the recent comics they're really pushing him as that anti-hero.
Because he's just protecting his country of whatever country he's from. Okay, no.
Space people.
No, it was an actual country that they had a name for in the Middle East or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's part of the Marvel family, right?
Is he?
No, as in...
Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Captain Marvel, yeah. Junior, Billy Batson, all that jazz.
Yes.
Yeah, he's still them. Yeah.
Correct.
And he does say Shazam too, right? Is that his magic word?
I think his word is different.
Okay. Do you remember when I told you guys what they changed it to?
No.
So, at one point, he was a big baddie, so they had to change his word. Or Shazam, like Captain Marvel, changed his word to something that he would never say. It's chocolate milkshake.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then one time, he was just so upset, Black Adam, he went into a place and ordered a chocolate milkshake. Boom! It's the Black Adam again! And he whispered it, too.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, no, this looks cool. So is this a show about him?
No, he's in the movies.
Oh.
What movies?
In the Shazam movie.
Oh, wow. So who do you reckon they'll have as the main guy?
Who's the kid in Shazam?
I don't know, but...
Black Adam, huh? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Weird.
I like that animated short I watched on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Black Adam seemed really cool.
Yeah, he is cool.
Have you seen him in Injustice?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, wait, the fighting game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looks cool, too.
Yeah.
He was broken in the first iteration of that game.
Yes, he was.
Damn.
He was the best character in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Brokes.
There you go. Those are my picks. Anthony, what's your picks?
My pick of the week involves retro games.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so, man. Come on.
So, I don't know. Everybody knows Donkey Kong.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. Get out of here. So, in the Donkey Kong universe, two people mainly have been holding the high scores for that arcade game. Their names are Billy Mitchell and Steve Wiebe. And there was actually a documentary about them in 2008 called The King of Kong.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
And it was all about Steve Wiebe's journey to beat, what's his face? The guy I just said. Billy Mitchell. And it was a cute movie. It was pretty fun. But a new guy came. Robbie Lakeman, he's never held a record before.
No, he has not.
No, and he now holds the world record, which some people thought the last world record was unbeatable. Mm-hmm. Like the score was just too high that there was just wasn't enough points in the game to have any more, right? And so the whole thing took him about 4 hours. I think it's all archived on Twitch, actually.
Wow.
So it's about 3 hours and 45 minutes of Donkey Kong action. And his score was 1,141,800.
Wow.
How much did that beat the other one?
It beat the other one, where was it? By 3,200 points.
Wow. 3,200 points.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And that's kind of crazy because, again, like I said, everybody thought that that game was done. That game has been beaten because there were no more points to be got.
Mm.
And, yeah. But so in the show notes, you'll see on the website, it'll be linked. But in that article, there's a link to the Twitch stream.
Cool.
And so if you want to watch 4 hours of Donkey Kong.
I don't. But thanks anyway.
I didn't either. I skipped through it. But there's like lately or in the past couple of years, it's been a lot of back and forth. Another guy, where is his full name? I can't find it. I only can find his first name was Chen. He held the record, and it was between him and Billy Mitchell around 2010-2011. They were just trading off.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chen took it for a while, and now this new guy, this new up-and-comer youngster in the game, came and stole the score.
Good for him, I guess.
Amazing. Yay. I mean, he sat there for four. Like, he must have practiced for years.
It's crazy. Like, for retro high score, so the last big one, I actually watched it. It was also on Twitch. It was the Asteroids high score.
Yeah.
I've been good at that game.
And so, wait, you think you're good at that game? Uh-huh. So these guys, so what they would do is that they play for, I think it was like 13 hours, 14 hours.
They stock up lives and they take a nap.
Yeah. So they stock up enough lives that they can take a nap. And come back, and they still have lives left over.
They actually do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and so they play that game for a long time. And the thing is, with these high scores, you have to be running on the original hardware. So you can't do emulations, you can't do all that stuff. It has to be original arcade hardware.
That's fine.
And if you can't prove it after your score, it doesn't count.
Wow. Yeah. That's fair. It's dumb, but it's fair.
Jeez.
So yeah, it was pretty cool.
So the Twitch stream was just him in front of his cabinet.
It was, I don't know.
How did they get it to?
I don't know how he was filming, but it was like, so it looked like a camera was pointed at a mirror that was pointed at the arcade cabinet screen.
Oh.
Right? It was like some weird workaround, I guess, so like the camera isn't really close to him or near him, or like you can get a full image of the screen.
Oh.
Yeah, and then afterward, they show the insides of all the PCB boards and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's crazy.
But yeah, these games, it's more of a test of endurance now.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's the part that gets me the most, is like the fact that this guy, he played for 4 hours straight.
He did it.
Yeah, without, as I think he didn't even die, just to get that high score.
Good for him.
Wow, gotta get those multipliers.
Yeah.
There are no multipliers in Donkey Kong. It's 100 Holy. Points a jump.
That's funny. Holy guacamole.
Wow.
4 hours straight. Doesn't it run out of levels?
That's the thing. It eventually gets to a kill screen.
Yeah.
The game does not have any more levels to produce.
So what is it that set him apart?
I think he found some new... He got everything perfect, and I think he found a couple new routes. Like, he found this slight variation on a route.
Yeah.
Where he would get some extra points.
Okay.
And then it would add up over, like, he'd get, like, say, 100 points. And then over 32 or 320 runs adds up to 3,200 points.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of.
It's a lot of Donkey Kong.
Because you can't even save state. So how do you know at that point, oh, man, I got to try that again? Or how do I practice that one part again?
Well, yeah.
That's a single hobby.
Like, yeah, a lot of these people, like Billy Mitchell,
they don't play games.
He doesn't play games. He makes hot sauce for a living, and he runs a hot sauce company. And the only thing he ever plays is Donkey Kong. That's the only thing he does in video games.
How do you not get tired?
Well, see, he has a mullet and a beard and an American flag tie.
Yeah. He's a patriot. True patriot.
I recommend people watch King of Kong. That was a really good movie. Like, the way they portrayed Billy Mitchell as a villain, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Wow. How can they play the game that long? It's not magic.
Okay, Blavin, what's your pick of the week?
So my pick of the week is a news story that I saw.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually one of those Facebook things, but then I looked it up One of those Facebook articles that go...
When you say Facebook things, what do you mean?
You know those Facebook articles that pop up on your feed and it says, you won't believe what happened to this guy.
Not really.
Okay. 10 crazy BuzzFeed articles.
There you go. You got it.
Need more articles.
Yeah. So anyway, I looked it up actually afterwards and to see if it was a legit thing, and it was. Okay. So this guy gets into a car accident, slips into a coma, comes out of the coma, speaking fluent Mandarin.
Amazing. I need that in my life.
Yeah, so, can you imagine?
How long is this coma?
It's a week.
Is that okay? Yeah, did he forget his native tongue?
So apparently what they said happened was that something happened in his nerves, and because he was learning Mandarin in his university.
Okay.
So the nerves that spoke English were damaged and the ones that knew Mandarin did not. So they're the only ones active.
So he already had some sort of... Okay.
So I thought that was...
Not quite as... He didn't just like magically learn Mandarin.
Yeah, okay. So there's other places where... There's actually other cases that this happens to other people where somebody, some Polish girl, I think, woke up speaking fluent German and stuff. Wow. And so it's pretty crazy. It's nuts. Can you imagine, right?
It's nuts.
Because apparently he woke up and then the nurse asked him how he was and he told her in Mandarin that his head hurt or something, and then he wrote down stuff in Chinese.
And then he was like, what is that?
Oh, yeah, so it's pretty crazy. Cool. Another thing that caught my eye this week was something about Gamergate. So what is this all about, Anthony?
Can I take a guess?
All right, sure.
I didn't want to bother. Okay.
So Gamergate is a thing that's been going on mostly on the
hashtag Gamergate.
Hashtag Gamergate. Mostly on the Twitter sphere.
Sorry, all I've been hearing is the fappening.
The fappening? Oh, man,
we have to talk about the fappening.
That'll be very ironic to talk about this and then to go into the fappening.
Oh my gosh.
So
how could I forget about the fappening?
It all happened like it's been like part of it's been going on for a while. Like, so there's this one girl, Anita Sarkeesian. Is she
part of the Gamergate?
Well, she's part of it. Like, she's not the focus of it, but she became part of it.
Okay.
So she started these videos called Feminist Frequency. And earlier on they were just like blogs about like video blogs about like her feminist ideals and stuff like that.
Okay.
But she got into video games.
Good for her.
And so she started a series called Tropes versus Women in video games.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of different series that had a bunch of Kickstarter money.
So one of the ones I saw was Women as Backdrops.
Yeah, Women as Backdrops. And it's like how she thinks that people don't need to rely on this as a storytelling aspect and stuff like that. But that's besides the point. So the main person in it is this girl, Zoe Quinn.
Yeah.
Where... she's an indie game developer. I believe her most notable game is something called Depression Quest.
Yes.
Yeah. And what happened was she broke up with her boyfriend, now ex-boyfriend. And apparently he said some stuff about her sleeping with game journalists to get good reviews of her game.
Okay.
And it started this whole thing of people on the internet being like, oh, look at all these feminist people. Look, they say this stuff and then they do this. And they're totally being not truthful to what they say.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And it just got way out of hand.
Yeah. It was insane.
It's like, there's too much going on. Like, I have no clue
like where it is,
where really? It is now.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of catch tidbits. But the main point of it is it's people on message boards like Reddit, 4chan, stuff like that. And they're attacking these people.
Right.
So much so that some have left their jobs because they don't want to be part of that community anymore. Right.
What do you mean?
So there's one girl, Jen Frank. She used to write for, she used to be on OneUp.com. Now she writes freelance for this website.
Yeah.
I forget what the website is.
Okay.
But because of all this stuff, and she's an active, like, feminist in the video game community.
Okay.
Like, because people were attacking her so much and that she was so disappointed with the community at large, that she said, fuck it, I just don't want to talk about games anymore. And she stopped writing about games and she just quit her job.
Wow.
And like, so it happened to some other people too. There was one girl, Samantha Allen, she's also a big Twitter activist.
Yeah.
And then like, people attacked her so viciously that she shut down her account.
Holy.
And stuff like that. And so it's just like, what I see is that it's internet nerds getting way out of control.
Yeah.
Because they feel that video games are not becoming, like, they're not a boys club anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it.
So they want it to be a boys club?
Like, It's the I don't know. There are some things on message boards where people are like, I don't want games to change. I don't want games to deal with certain topics.
Right.
Right. And they kind of just want it to be shooty, shooty, stab, stab, explosions.
Yeah.
Right. And they feel that there's no room for this kind of stuff.
Because I guess it's too serious?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, video games are their own thing. They're not like movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's... Right, yeah, from what I see, it's just... It's a clash between these anti-feminists and feminists just fighting over what they think games should be.
I don't get it, guys. I mean... This doesn't happen in Magic, and I think that everybody should just stop playing video games and play Magic.
Play Magic.
That you know of.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, so with Anita, like, I watch all of her videos because I want to be informed on what she thinks. Like, she has some pretty cool ideas and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I don't agree with all of it, but I think she has some valid points. And, like, her way of thinking about games leads games in a different direction. But, like, people forget that just because someone makes a YouTube video explaining an opinion doesn't then turn that into fact or reality.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's pointing out these things because to her, this is a problem. Uh-huh. That doesn't mean that game devs are going to watch this and be like, oh, man, we can't have fun video games anymore. It has to be all about serious topics that affect our lives on a daily basis.
Ah.
Right?
She gets a lot of death threats.
Yeah, I think someone recently, she had to make like a police report because someone was constantly linking her child pornography to her Twitter account. So it gets out of hand. Like, it's completely out of hand.
I saw a full page. And then death threats
against her family and stuff like that.
Yeah, I saw a full page of just people insulting her and calling her, like, really mean names.
Yeah, one guy like, found out where her parents live and then sent a death threat against her parents.
Holy guacamole.
And that's the thing with the... Like, this is, like, a prime example of, like, what the internet can be. Because anonymity is a thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, it can either be, like, super awesome and it could have, like, government whistleblowers showing the public what, like, certain parties are doing behind your back, or it could have just random assholes being assholes.
You wonder what kind of these people are like in real life, or they walk among us kind of thing.
I kind of don't want
daywalkers.
Daywalkers. Yeah. I kind of don't want to think about it. I just
it's you, isn't it?
No, it's not me. It's
definitely totally Anthony.
I feel like
that's why we don't
like,
see him in the week.
In the week, I'm just on like I'm on my IRC channel hacking in. No, but it's a really weird topic, and there's a lot of moving parts.
This doesn't happen in cardboard that I know of. But speaking of hacking.
I don't know. There's some bad people
In
Magic too.
Oh, speaking of hacking, so something happened this
going past from week. Feminism to
So something happened during this week called the Fappening. Mm. So Vince, fill us in what happened.
So there's this supposed hacker.
He's like, 4chan. So my week is great.
Named the hacker is named 4chan. I forgot about that part.
There's a supposed hacker.
Wait, was it on the news or something?
Yeah, I think it was like CNN. They're like, a hacker named 4chan.
Oh my god, that's so embarrassing. That's like saying
that's what like a like my dad would call. Oh, I heard like that guy 4chan hacked them. I'm like, no. It's a community. It's different.
Oh, this is too funny. Oh, okay. Go on.
That was my favorite part of the whole story.
The hacker named 4chan.
I saw so many like memes and stuff about it.
you know, somebody in their back room, just some nerd guy just looked at it and said, we shouldn't have him say this. And he's like, it's too late.
It's too late. It's been published.
It's already on the teleprompter.
It's out in print.
Okay. So last week, as we were recording the podcast,
did it happen?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was breaking news that we couldn't get to.
On the Sunday of September the 1st or August the 31st, one of them.
Yeah.
On the B boards on 4chan on the random section.
Slash B random.
That is the armpit, the butthole of that website.
Some anonymous user just started saying, I got hacked pics from celebs' phones of them all in the... Very explicit
in the box.
Activities, and naked and whatnot.
Yep.
And they didn't believe him, and he's like, "Whatever." And he posted one. It happened to be J Law.
Yeah.
Super naked.
Okay.
And then he continued to post multiple pictures of multiple celebrities.
He didn't have just 10 or so celebrities.
He had a full, like
hundreds.
Yeah, he had like a terabyte of
Phone libraries.
Yeah, hundreds.
It's like, yo, you want a celebrity? She's there.
It's crazy.
And specifically she.
Yeah.
There were no male nudes that
I saw. It was all females, all the... And yeah, so it's just a whole bunch of nude pics and stuff. And I don't know where you guys want to go from there.
Yeah, like, I just... How does this guy not get caught? I mean, his ISP, he had to upload it from somewhere, right? I mean...
That's the thing. You don't do it from yours. You don't do it from yours. You bounce it around the globe.
That's movie stuff.
No, that's for real.
Really?
That's for real.
Whoa. That's so crazy.
You bounce it around the globe or you somehow make it untraceable. Like you run it through like a public network and it's like, oh.
Is it you?
It's not me.
Is that what you run around the week?
If this was me, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be making millions hacking for companies.
Yeah, it's crazy that, I mean, he did that. And they hacked the cloud. And it's funny that the movie Sex Tape came out and even said... You just, what is the cloud? No, one knows what the cloud is.
I know what the cloud is.
Yeah, exactly. So, wow, that's crazy. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, Apple, get up on your security settings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Although, I have read other reports saying that it wasn't necessarily iCloud, and it was just the phones of the actual...
But, so, like I heard, like, so, it's not that you got into iCloud.
Yeah.
It's that...
The security settings for
when you get... When you pair with iCloud, it like reveals your phone or something.
Yeah.
And then they got into the phone via wireless syncing.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
And then they all use like very either no passcodes or very basic obvious ones.
Like people don't use strong passwords. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, your iPhone is just. Oh, you mean their Apple ID or
like, no? Your iPhone, like that four little.
It's only four numbers, so I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your fingerprint.
Yeah. And considering all these celebrities are located in where? Like Hollywood?
Yeah, it's very small geographic location. So,
wow.
There you go, right?
Crazy.
But yeah, no, that happened.
So is it still going on now? Or
I have no idea.
So Reddit took a stance against it, and they took down all of the photos.
Okay.
And it took down the subreddit. Okay. 4chan is the Wild West, so they can do whatever the hell they want.
It's the Wild West. That's a good way to put it.
The Wild West of the internet.
Yeah.
Nuts. So yeah, I don't know about something awful because they're behind a paywall, so I can't really see their stuff. But yeah, they're still out. Like the thing is with the internet is that like
they're out there now, they're out there forever.
You can't delete something from the internet.
Yeah. It's out there.
It's there forever.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
To think about all that public information that's out there.
I mean, like all the nudies I have on my phone. I mean. What if somebody got into that?
I didn't realize so many people sent nude pics of themselves.
You mean you don't?
No.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I sent one to Vince like yesterday.
Yo, man, is this a growth? Should I check this out?
It's like nice pews. It's like, you know, it's like a bonsai tree.
Ew.
You need to get in on the game.
Yeah, I'm going to send you stuff.
Gross. You want me to set up a network sharing folder?
No!
Three folders. Anthony, Blame and Vince, and then a hidden one's TJ.
No, I don't want that.
You sure? You sure?
I'm good.
Come on. No.
You like it. Man, so many people send out nudes.
Well, I mean...
Well, here's the thing.
They don't have time to get together, right, I guess?
Oh, I was just going to say, a lot of the girls, I mean, they work out all the time. They got some smoking hot bodies. And it's like, why not take a picture of myself? I worked hard for it.
No, but I mean, they send it to somebody, right?
Oh, yeah, but some of them just take pictures for themselves.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, true.
It's not like I do that, though, anyway.
So you can look back and, like, I'm home.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, they're usually sending to people. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
And, you know, the fun part is every time you send a picture message, it goes to the carrier first. Like, they see all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Because anything illegal.
Yeah, they have to approve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine you had that job.
Someone did have that job at YouTube.
Oh yeah,
they had to. They had to monitor YouTube for child pornography and torture videos.
Whoa!
Yeah. And then they.
It's like a warehouse full of people.
And then they terminated him before he was before his contract was up, so they didn't have to offer him a full time job afterwards.
Oh.
And it like left him with like severe mental scarring.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he doesn't have to do it anymore, though.
No, he doesn't have to do it anymore. But the whole point.
Wait, who do they have to do it now?
Other people, other randos that were looking for a job at Google.
Oh wow!
Wow!
So they just sit there? Like, how do they filter all that stuff?
They have like an algorithm that filters for this stuff, And then if anything's like kind of sketchy or has been reported and stuff like that,
they watch it.
Then they watch it and determine what it is.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so like, yeah, the big story was like this guy, he did it for like a couple months and he had like, he had to go see a psychologist and stuff like that. And so before his contract was up, when his contract ended, it was like, you are then offered a full-time job at Google doing something else.
Yeah.
Right. And so they terminated him.
Oh.
They, because he was still on contract, so they could legally.
Yeah.
And so they cut off, they did not have to offer him a job. They cut off all his psychology or psychological funds.
And so he had to pay it. So yeah.
Yeah, okay. And he had to pay it out of his own pocket.
Yeah.
And like, it was a thing for a while. It wasn't, I think it should have been bigger, but it wasn't as big of a thing as it should have been.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, we're talking about hacking still. You know what was far more important to me about this past week's hacking?
Okay.
Someone is targeting the anime world.
What?
Let me tell you this. Here we go.
Okay. I will admit, I don't obtain anime legally.
What? Hey, Vince says is opinion only and does not reflect the opinion of the whole TNIAP crew.
Oh, shut up. I'm like the only one here who buys music.
Anyways, we're talking about anime, not music.
I went to my favorite source. The Crunchyroll knockoff.
The what?
What's the Crunchyroll knockoff?
Horrible subs.
Oh yeah. Okay. But they do simulcast with companies now though.
What are you talking about?
I thought they did stuff for Crunchyroll.
They take Crunchyroll.
Oh, I thought they just did it.
No, take their thing they put it up for free.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Okay, that's why Crunchyroll hates them.
Okay, go on.
They were offline for like a week.
What?
Oh.
Then I went to the parent site. They were offline. Then I went to other subgroups. They were offline. And I couldn't get my anime fix for a week.
How could I be a weeaboo if I'm not watching anime?
I didn't know what to do with myself.
So what did you find out in your detective search?
I found nothing.
Oh, so you think
that was it? That was the story? That they were just
down? So they were just down? Yeah. It's like, sorry, we had maintenance. Oh, good. I thought you were being hacked. Was it Anthony?
Apparently, Crunchyroll DDoS'd them.
No, that's what it was. Apparently, it was a DDoS attack.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is that anyway?
It's denial of service attack.
So what does that mean?
They flood your IP with fake computers.
Uh-huh.
So then
you're basically overloaded.
So then your servers overload and they crash. And they can't respond.
I don't have any servers.
Well, the website has servers.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
So the website can't, like, it can't react to that many requests at the same time.
Okay.
And so it either slows down or it just crashes.
And when it crashes, then it won't respond to anything else.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Sounds legit. Yeah. Wow, it's been an exciting week.
Of hacking.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Affected my life.
I tell you. Oh, my God. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
I was scared for a second. I'm like, what if this is it? What if this is the end of anime?
He just sat there. He just wondered.
What if I have to get a Crunchyroll subscription?
Damn it, what if I have to start buying Japanese Blu-rays? $70 per episode.
Yeah, so my friend does that, and it's unreal.
Yeah, anime's expensive, man.
Yeah, I don't know
how they do it. Well, not here.
Yeah?
Even here.
It's reasonable.
Like those Blu-ray copies.
Episodes 8 to 12 of Fairy Tail, $90. What?
Okay, I guess some of them are.
Yeah!
Okay, because I was going to say, yo, what are you guys talking about? Sailor Moon, the first season, is like, on Blu-ray, is like $30.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's different.
Who cares? I mean.
Yeah, but then so is A Kill la Kill's $50.
Blu-ray.
Dollars. Yeah.
I don't know.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, but you
Riley
know
Fairy Matthews.
Tale. Yeah, but you know Fairy Tale. I'm being serious.
I know you are, yeah, but that's because you guys don't watch Fairy Tale.
I'm not the one. I see people buying. Just it's just like it's amazing how
you
much.
You hear that, TJ? Don't watch Fairy Tale.
No, it's just, I mean, they like it, and it comes with the Blu-ray and DVD, and it comes with
more. Oh, it comes with both?
Yeah, I mean, I know, but it's so expensive. I just didn't know why.
No, you're right. Dragon Ball Kai is too expensive.
How much is that? See, like.
Yeah, it's too much money. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, anime is more expensive, but it's not as bad as Japanese prices.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So it's bad in Japan?
Oh my God, yeah.
They gouge you.
You know Sailor Moon Crystal? They have each episode on Blu-ray that comes out a month after it airs.
One episode.
On one Blu-ray.
On one Blu-ray.
Wow. I didn't even realize anime is so expensive.
And they go for 3,000 yen.
What was the Gurren Lagann set? Like, that thing was like $300.
Oh, the limited edition?
Yeah.
No, it was
$500. There you
go. See, my friend lends out his anime to people, and I fear for him. Because if somebody scratches it,
for his wrath.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
Yeah.
It is a lot of money.
No, it's insane because I wouldn't trust people with that kind of money.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they say, "Oh, I want to watch it all in one sitting." He's like, "Nah, bro, you're gonna watch it in 4 episodes a piece. Here's the first.
If you give it back to
here's
me,
the first DVD. Just give me back." It's nuts. Yeah. It's nuts.
But anyways, yeah, support anime. Buy all the anime discs you can.
Oh my god! I actually,
we as hypocrites.
I recently looked back at my account in iTunes.
Yeah.
And I've spent over $500.
Good for you.
Throughout my life.
Good for
that's
you.
Pretty good. Good
that's for like you. That's like $1 per song, $1.29 per song. So
yeah, that's not bad. Good for you. Good for you.
How long have you had iTunes? Or how long have you been buying music?
Since high school.
Oh, okay, then yeah, whatever. That's
the deal. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, fine, sure.
I thought it was like, since I got a credit card.
Since January.
Since today. Jackpot.
You never big on those iTunes gift cards?
Man, I wish people would give me an iTunes gift card. I would like them.
All right.
Wink, wink.
Now we know.
To not no. I'd still like a holiday gift box again this year.
No. He said
iTunes
gift cards for his birthday.
No. It better be a holiday gift box, and inside is an iTunes gift card.
What do you think? We're made of money? Like, come on.
Wait, we're going to buy you a box for your iTunes gift card? What is this garbage?
Two presents?
Oh, you're funny.
How much is this song? $1.69?
$1.29.
Okay.
It's almost expensive-ish.
You sell $3 cards?
My mom is on the train now, too. She got an iPad. She's buying
Did you buy the App Store gift cards?
No, I guess I will. Oh, I didn't realize it was separate. It sucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are.
But yeah, she's been downloading music like nonstop.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
Good. What about TV shows? Or she's Netflix?
She's just, no, I mean...
She gets some
She watches Korean dramas, so...
Ah. She's part of the...
She just streams it
I see.
So hard.
She's part of the...
She's part of the problem.
The Black Flag crew. Okay. I gotcha.
Black Flag.
Yeah. From now on, I'm just going to call piracy the Gokaiger. The Gokaiger way.
Get on that Gokaiger train.
The Gokaiger way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Make it showy.
Oh, that show was so good.
It was good. I miss it. Shit.
How come we don't watch tokusatsu as a unit anymore?
Yeah, you've changed, guys.
I still watch tokusatsu.
Yeah, but we don't watch it as a unit.
You guys stopped.
Gee,
you
I'd met. Watch it. I'd watch it if we watched it together.
You guys stopped, man.
Because we stopped.
Okay. Well, I stopped.
Yeah, you.
But
both
let's be real.
We'll watch the first episode of Drive and see what you guys think.
Anthony's
gonna cry.
I watched the first 10 episodes of like a tokusatsu show. And then I just forget about it.
I seriously think you guys should watch Gaim, though.
Gaim?
Do you have it all?
Nope.
Dang.
He got you. Because I didn't buy them, so I don't have them.
Oh, yeah, true.
Wink, wink.
Did you do it the Gokai Jirai?
This is literally the worst. Oh, my God, you guys are the worst.
We're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just end the segment here.
Yeah.
Move on to our weeks.
Yo.
Welcome to TJ and Vince's TV Check-In,
where we give a super quick impression on a featured program. This week, Sword Art Online 2, Episode 10, Pursuer of Death. So, Vince, what'd you think?
You know what? I really didn't like this episode. It was pretty boring, I have to say, because they were just in the cave. Though there was one highlight, and that was Death Gun riding a robo-horse jumping through fire. Otherwise, going forward, I would like to see Shinon get out of a rut and become the badass that she should be. What about you?
I had the same thoughts. I thought it was okay. What I really liked was how Kirito stayed calm in the most stressful of situations. What I'm hoping to see from the future episodes is just more action.
Well, there you have it. That's all from us. If you have any thoughts on SAO2 Episode 10, Pursuer or Death, email us at tniab.letters@gmail.com.
This is TJ and Vince logging out.
Okay, guys, guess what happened this week?
She built a Gundam.
No, I played Battlefield 4.
Oh my god, actually, we were just watching you play America the Game.
Yo, how's Gun Stabby Stabby Explosion?
So, I bought this game. Because it was on sale.
Yeah.
And it was like, I didn't know about it, so I sold it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, EA Access, $5, it gives me Battlefield 4 for free.
Yeah.
To use, for as long as I have my subscription. So I got it, 34 gigs later. And, I don't know if I like the game at all. I've only played the campaign. It's so boring.
That game doesn't look fun.
It is not fun. And the shooting doesn't feel great. I don't know if the online is different, the multiplayer. Because I always enjoy Battlefield multiplayer, but this campaign sucks.
I think Bad Company was good.
I think Bad Company was the only good Battlefield campaign.
Yes. Well, I also like Bad Company too.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. I meant that series. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this feels like you have the same sort of setup for like the same archetypes in your crew.
Yep.
Only they're not as fun. They're super serious, and you don't get to blow shit up all the time anymore.
You only get to blow some shit up at some times.
I was shooting rocket launchers at this one helicopter, and nothing was happening.
Yeah.
I remember when you were shooting things at that wooden box, and that wooden box didn't explode.
Yes.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is in Battlefield Bad Company, I felt like it had a filter on it.
Yeah.
You know that filter it had?
Like the grain?
Yeah. It made it feel good.
Yeah.
But this one, not so much.
Yeah, so Battlefield 4, I don't recommend it. Really don't. I'll try the multiplayer and tell you if that's where it's at, because that's generally why you buy Battlefield.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to get Need for Speed Battlefield? What? That one with the cars and the cops.
What?
What? Is that Battlefield?
No.
What's that one?
It's Need for Speed Rivals?
No. The one where we watched where there's people. There's one is the police and the other one is the criminals. And then they were trying to do a heist.
Is that Battlefield? Hardline.
Yeah. Hardline. Okay. No, I think that one's multiplayer only.
No, there's a
campaign. Oh, okay.
So you don't want that one?
No.
Seems more fun than this one. It seems more like Bad Company in that regard.
I have come to the conclusion that for me, it's Titanfall or nothing.
Oh, God.
Are those maps still like, are Battlefield maps still like big 64?
Uh-huh. 32
and 32?
Yeah, this was 32 and 32.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
Because, like, I don't know. The last great multiplayer Battlefield I thought was 2142.
No, Bad Company 2.
It was okay.
No. Wait, you don't like Rush?
Huh? Rush is fine, but I prefer Conquest.
Yeah, see, I love Rush.
Oh, me too.
I like moving point to point.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
You move point to point in Conquest?
Yeah, but you move back and forth. It's like Domination in Call of Duty, right?
Yeah, kinda.
Man.
It's like a little different, but it's just with tickets.
Right. As opposed to a timer.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So Battlefield 4. I don't know.
It's the Call of Duty, man.
Don't get it.
Bro, dog.
You probably know more than me if you want it or not.
Pew, pew.
Okay. Now, you guys are right. I did build a gun this week.
Of course.
You guys want to see it?
Yeah.
It's a high grade.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Is this your first one?
It's not even a master grade.
My first high grade?
Yeah.
No.
You already had your cherry pop? Yes. Your high grade cherry pop? Yeah. Oh, interesting. Is this the one where you bought where people scoffed at you?
No.
Oh.
I went to that store. They didn't have any more.
I bought the last one.
Oh, okay.
Every gun in my shooting license up to this point has been a high grade.
Oh, okay. Well, we're listening, right?
All right. Okay. All right. I'm gonna show you this one. It's a bit different because it's large. Miss Sazabi.
Oh, this one.
Is
Who uses this?
Where's that from?
Is the high grade that I built this week.
Why is it a sword coming out of its foot?
Because it takes the foot options from the Justice Gundam.
Or takes it to another level.
Aegis, sorry. Yeah, so it's based off of Char's Sazabi.
Oh, yeah.
Only this one is powder blue.
Was it the girls who has the Ak guy?
What?
Is she the one with the bear guy? Is this her suit?
No. This is the girl with the white hair.
She a bad guy?
She starts out as the bad guy. She's basically, you know, G Gundam? She's basically, is it Alan?
Alan B.
She's basically that archetype.
Oh, okay.
Like the new type who's controlled, and then she has like no emotions, but then she suddenly has all the emotions and she loves food.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Would you say she's a foodie?
Yeah. No, that's exactly her character.
I like it.
So this is a high grade, and you'll notice that is large for a high grade.
Is she larger in the show? Is that why?
Yes. So it's twice the size of your standard high grade. It's an okay kit, I'll say. Like, it's big, and that's kind of it. It doesn't really do anything else.
I like it.
But it's nice.
Powder blue, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I like it. It's not something I would probably recommend over other kits in the line, but it's nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, this is way lighter than I thought it would be.
Yeah, okay, because I have another one too. So the other thing I built was the Master Grade
Build Strike. Okay, this is what I was thinking of. Is this the one that everybody made fun of you for?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, so this is the hero suit from Build Fighters. I only built the core suit. I haven't built the backpack. I haven't built the weapons. And I still have to do work on a lot of the lining and a lot of the finishing touches and the final coating. But I just want to show you guys the core suit just to see the differences between a modern high grade and a modern master grade.
Oh my god. His feet, when you bend his knees, like little ankle, like little joints stuff, come out.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So Master Grade is essentially the line that when you ask any Gunpla fool says, that is the best line. I understand why they say that now. It is probably the best line. I still prefer Real Grade because I don't need the extra size. But in terms of, like, this feels like a legitimate, well-crafted piece of plastic, it's cool. Yeah. Inner frame holds it together well. Moves everywhere you want it to. And I think it looks pretty rad.
You could have gone a little easier on the little panel lining, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. I totally could have. So what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to tone it down, and then I'm going to flat coat it so that it won't show up as harsh anymore.
Nah, I'm kidding, man. Panel lining looks sick. How come the back, there's a little thruster thing that's like really loose?
See, I don't know if that's because when I put the booster on, I'm supposed to take it off.
Okay.
But I think that's just how it is.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because I think when you put the upgrade parts on it, you have to take that out.
Oh, okay.
And I guess that's why it's just not as secure. Okay. But no, so this is the first Master Grade I built. I like it. I like Master Grades. I understand why people like Master Grades. I'll probably buy more Master Grades from now on.
It has even details underneath the flaps on the insides where you can't see.
Yeah, I thought about like painting stuff there, but I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, like I only own one Master Grade.
Yeah.
And that thing is by far the coolest one I've built so far.
Yeah. But, you know, I understand. Like, Master Grade is probably the perfect model kit size because it's big enough that it doesn't have to worry about, like, the tolerances of weak, smaller plastic, like a high grade or a real grade. Mm-hmm. But it's smaller than a perfect grade so that it doesn't have to worry about physics. Like, gravity just weighing down its joints and stuff.
So do perfect grades have the same, like, I guess, attention to detail that master grades do, but bigger? Or do they have more?
They have more.
Okay.
And they have also more parts. But okay. The thing with perfect grades is they're released so far apart all the time that generally a new perfect grade introduces new technology all the time.
Oh, okay.
So, like... All the current Master Grades nowadays are based off of the technology that was introduced with the Perfect Grade, a Stray Red Frame.
Oh.
All right.
A Stray Red Frame.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Either that or the 00 Riser. I can't remember which one is the newest.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah.
The world of toys. Of Gundams.
Of model kits so far. I haven't brought a legitimate toy down in a while. But,
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, no, so Master Grades are pretty cool.
The price point was pretty cheap, too, because you got it on sale, yeah?
Yeah, it was $30.
Is it usually double the price or something?
Well, I know in Japan it retails for 4,200 yen. You buy it here in America, it's about $60. Or here in Canada, it's about $60.
Right.
And so, some stores in America have it for $50.
So it's a steal for you, huh?
Yeah, no, it was cheaper than buying from Japan.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going to buy myself an Exia.
Nice.
Don't do it.
Do it.
No, don't do it.
Trans Am with the LED light in the chest.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I want to buy.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
The LED light in the chest.
Yeah, so it lights up.
Like the real Trans Am mode?
Uh-huh.
Wait, does it make it all glow red? No.
No. It just makes the, you know, the core lens, the green part.
Yeah.
And then the eyes.
Oh, interesting.
And I think, no, just those parts, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I know the perfect grade 00 riser, all the green like lenses light up with LEDs.
Cool.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
You need that.
I do. But perfect grade, that's like $250.
Yeah, you need it.
And I don't feel like my modeling skills are quite there yet.
How much did you spend on that Link? With the cloth tunic?
I didn't buy it.
Oh, I thought you bought it.
I didn't buy it.
Good job, guys.
Because I'm buying the Captain Malcolm Reynolds.
With the cloth cape.
With the cloth brown coat. And the Lassiter pistol.
And how much is that?
185
cents.
Yes.
Oh, okay. See.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, but no, that was my week. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I like it. I like this powder blue one. I think it's my favorite one.
Really?
It's all girly.
It reminds me of a different Gundam.
See, I really like the idea behind Miss Sazumi. I just don't like the way the kit looks.
Her legs are really, really feminine, and then the upper body is just all sassy.
Yeah, because in the cartoon, it's actually a lot more feminine.
Yeah, but I mean, the top of the body is just all sassy.
Except for her, like her butterfly backpack.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I'll bring up a picture to show you what she looks like in the cartoon. Like the, for me, the one thing is, I wish her, you know, her hip skirt section.
Yeah.
I wish it was reduced, like it was smaller.
Oh, smaller skirts, eh?
Yeah.
Eh? Like, oh man.
Here, this is what she looks like in the cartoon.
Oh, it does look a little more feminine.
Like she's a little bit more feminine in the cartoon.
Interesting.
As opposed to this one.
I think it kind of looks the same.
Yeah, I think the part near her waist looks more like a skirt in the anime.
Yeah, and in the anime, like, her shoulder pads look a lot neater.
Yeah, they're a lot, like, they're a lot more frills.
Yeah, and her knee pads have, like, more pronounced edges to them.
Yeah.
Same with her arm guards.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
Interesting.
Like, I just wish it looked more like that. But yeah, skirty. It's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was my week. Anthony, what you been doing for your week?
After I beat Kingdom Hearts 1... I decided to play Kingdom Hearts Recoded, or that the card game one.
Oh, Chain of Memories. That's a great one.
And then I was like, I'm tired of Kingdom Hearts, so I turned it off.
Oh, no.
So then I started playing Final Fantasy X-2.
And?
Yeah, that game's good. It's really good. I'm playing it with a guide this time.
Why?
Because I want to get the 100%.
But you can't. Can you do it on one playthrough?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. There's certain items you can't get if you go the 100% route,
mm-hmm.
and then there's like, yeah, it's weird.
Is it like you can't open certain chests?
Or like certain chests don't activate, certain chests don't get certain items.
Right.
Yeah, because it's like for this to happen, this subquest has to fail, and then the story will be different, thus unlocking this one chest.
Okay.
But for the 100% one, you have to like complete everything and do all that stuff.
Very king.
So yeah, I've been playing the Active Time Battle is fun.
That probably has the best version of the Active Time Battle.
It's really good. I like the way just the different balances, because like for stuff like magic attacks, you have to charge, but because you charge for that attack, your next action is instant. Like, so you can pick another magic instantly, because so you don't charge twice and stuff like that. It's just it's a lot to think about during the game, which makes it really fun. It makes the battle not tedious. Like end game of 10, where I'm just like quick hit, quick hit, quick hit. Oh, they're dead. Cool. Other than that, I've since I'm doing the 100% one, I haven't got too far in the story again. But I've gotten a lot of dress spheres. I've been doing a lot of Sailor Moon changes.
It's good.
And yeah, it's fun. It's really good.
Final Fantasy X 2.
Yeah. But in HD.
Okay.
And then I marathoned season 3 of The Legend of Korra.
Oh, wow.
Don't
you feel good?
I do. I really like season 3 of The Legend of Korra.
Mm-hmm.
I thought all the stuff with... So there were the criminals. I forget the wind guy. What is his name?
I don't know.
The bald guy.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I like... I did really enjoy this series. There was a lot of cool fights and like with different types of bending.
Yes.
That haven't been shown before. There were a couple reveals where I was just like, what? Like with the main villain when you learned he could do his ultimate move.
Yes.
That kind of, I was like, why can you do this but like the Avatar can't do it and stuff like that.
There's a lot of questions like, why can't the Avatar lava bend?
What?
Yeah,
spoilers.
Magma bending.
Spoilers.
But yeah, that Adrian. I think that season is really good. So, but I heard there's like a lot of controversy about the ending, or like,
what about it?
Like, do you mind if I talk about the ending, Blavin? Or
yeah, absolutely. I'm still gonna watch it.
Okay. Do you mean like where it leaves Korra?
Where it leaves Korra, or where it should have left Korra, which is like 6 feet under.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's because
like, so with that ending, it really puts Korra in a precarious position. Because, so, I'll start spoilers right now. At the end of that series, she gets, what?
I'm going to watch it. Uh-huh. What part of that do you not understand?
But I want to talk, damn. Because we're going to talk about the ending, and now we can't. Damn.
Fine, whatever. I don't give a crap.
Talk around it.
What's the
point you're trying to get at?
The point where she's in that thing.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And that leaves her in a precarious situation. because they already played around with that kind of character with the water villain.
No. I don't think so.
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Do you mean the water villain from season 2?
From season 3. Okay. The girl, and she has... Yeah, yeah. And they kind of played around with that kind of character, right?
I don't think she's... But, I don't think her scenario was that bad.
Is that bad? Okay.
No, I don't think okay, so.
Because that's like... I was thinking, like, what if they had that type of Korra, right?
No way.
Right?
No way. I think if Korra ever has to use her powers again, she's just straight up Avatar State.
Okay, yeah. But, okay, then why did you want to... Like, what was the big deal about the ending then? Why did you want to know my thoughts about the ending?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, it was really good. I didn't know that there was going to be a fourth book. Yeah.
I told you guys before, like, they signed up for 4 seasons.
Yeah, I must have forgot. I must have just wiped that from my memory. And it leaves me excited. I like Korra as a character.
So do I.
Yeah. Like, sometimes she gets into those, like, weird... Phoenix-y things, and it's like, oh, I'm the Avatar, but I can't do anything by myself, or I'm not independent enough, and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But overall, as Korra as a character, I think she's really interesting, because she's not this... She's kind of not like this perfect goody-two-shoes kind of like Aang was, I felt, where she can still make mistakes, and she can still, like, do stuff that'll mess stuff up, right? And it kind of leads the story in an interesting direction.
I think Aang had similar issues.
Yeah.
I think Aang was even more flawed.
Yeah.
The only difference is Aang was never put in a position of power.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Because, like, I never, like, whenever he made a mistake, I never felt it was.
Yeah, because you were like, oh, he's a kid.
Yeah, he was a kid, and they were, like, kid mistakes, right?
But they weren't kid mistakes. They were real mistakes.
Maybe it was the fact that he was a kid that made me think less of it.
Because I feel like, yeah, I feel like they both have the same issues. It's just that Korra is viewed upon as a...
By people. Yeah. Like, by, yeah. Or she's more out in the general public rather than Aang, who was like kind of flying around doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. And a lot of the old characters coming back and stuff. That was cool. Mm-hmm. So it's a good season.
Yeah. What was your favorite season
of Korra so far?
Yeah.
No, Amon is still my favorite. Like,
yeah, I have to agree. Season 1 is the best season, although the ending for season 1 just wraps up too conveniently for me still. But
I'm on a boat. Yeah, I think, but that still had some of the coolest stuff. Like when they brought, like, did they bring back bloodbending, or was that new?
No, they brought it back. They had the sport that they played.
Pro bending and all that stuff. I thought that stuff was really cool. But that stuff was all universe building stuff, right? And so it kind of leads into these newer seasons.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. Like I like book 3. I like the premise of it. I just feel like it spent too long doing nothing.
Yeah.
In the middle section.
It was at the beginning when stuff happened, and then it was kind of training in the middle, and then stuff happened again at the end.
Yeah, and I feel like Mako took a backseat to everything.
Mako sucks.
No, Mako was the best.
Hashtag Team Bolin.
No, it's all about Asami now. That girl doesn't need bending powers.
Yeah, she does. She just needs her electro glove. Yeah.
She's like, what's up, fools?
She has been a real pickup hottie in that show.
Oh, she is, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, Mako's stupid. Well, let's get in that.
Yeah, I like the new Bolin's new squeeze.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the squeeze's mother.
No, that too.
Okay.
And then Chief Beifong. What's wrong? I'm all about that family.
What's wrong?
Oh my god.
I'm all about Chief Beifong.
I forgot about Anthony's
love for
older women.
Yeah,
like much older women.
She's a QT, capital Q, capital T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it tastes.
It's too late to save.
Yeah.
And, that's my week.
Fantastic. Blavin, tell me about your week and your stories and your partying and all that fun stuff.
I only have one story for you guys.
Oh, here we go. It's going to happen.
So, I ran into a friend of ours, me and TJ. We know him, Jason. I haven't seen him in years.
Which Jason?
Jason Vaccarano is his last
name. Does he still live around you?
He lives literally across the street from me still. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I was out for a run. And then I was running back, and this huge guy just grabs me, crushes my hand. He's like, what? I'm just kidding. He did grab me, though. Yeah. And he's like, hey. I'm like, what? It's him. He said, hey, I'm going to Mohawk to go to the pub night, which is a local college here. I said, oh, that's fun. He's like, do you want to come? I can get you in with my student card. I said, yeah, sure. I just got a shower or whatever. So I get there and then I get into line with him. We catch up. He's talking to these two girls. And this is part of the story. So for some reason, these two girls, they said that they went to see male strippers a couple of weeks back. And they said that they didn't realize that the male strippers would get naked. I asked them why they thought that the male strippers would be exempt from getting naked.
That's what female strippers do.
Right? I mean, like, why would they just be
exempt from it?
Okay, anyway. So we go in, and Blavin has three beers, so I'm pretty out there.
You're done at one. So.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm pretty gone. And so for some reason, I thought it was a good idea to tell these girls that I was a male stripper, actually. Right?
That's a bad idea.
And then they're like, no way.
Were you hoping to get in?
No, something? I don't know why. I was dancing a lot. And then I told them, yeah, I totally am. And that's when Pony comes on.
Don't tell me you start taking off your clothes.
Oh my god. Did I ever?
Did you really?
Oh, look at Anthony. Look at him. He lives vicariously through me.
I need to know.
No. I had a cardigan on. So, like, I did my best. I guess, you know when you, like, do the horse stance, you know, you spread your legs out.
When you straddle something?
I guess, is that how it is? You know, you get down low and whatever.
Is it like you're doing a wall sit?
Like a squat. Yeah, okay. Kind of like a squat, but my legs are apart.
Never had to do that, no?
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Same. Never had to do that.
Really? Anyway, moving my hips, stayed off my cardigan. It was, and then for some reason I ended up on my knees and then everything.
Again, I cannot relate.
Okay.
And then
he's just like, uh-huh.
And then he's like, go on. And then the girls, they just said, these are the girls who went to see actual male strippers.
Yeah.
They said, oh my god, you actually are. Where do you strip? And all I could respond was, don't worry about it.
So did you ever tell them that you weren't the male
stripper? No, I didn't.
Oh, so there's some people going around thinking that you're a male stripper.
Yeah, because everybody on the outside too, Jason was like, yeah, those people there, I think.
Think you're a stripper.
Yeah. So it was just pretty funny that happened. Wow. Because I was like super hammered.
So what we've learned today is that you should just be a male stripper.
It seems like it. It seems that I apparently can do it. Because I mean, if they already had seen real ones and were convinced that I was one, that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah. By proxy.
Yeah.
I am a stripper.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's a story. That's definitely something.
Definitely something.
That was it? That was your week?
Actually, another thing, too, is that, you know, our...
I really did strip.
So I went to a stripping class.
So, you know, our... So, I just want to ask you guys. So, you know our local bar, Street Hess?
Yeah.
How many of those places have you guys actually been into? Yeah, so this is really interesting.
Three that are currently still there?
Okay, what they're called now. Whatever, the places that we were in. You know... I know a lot of places change names and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll go with Anthony first. And Augusta Street, also.
And Augusta Street?
Yeah, so what have you been to?
Kaylee House.
Okay.
What was that one that Ricky and I stole all of the free entry passes?
Fry House.
Oh,
I think it's Fry House.
No, yeah. Fry House. And then that one that's on the corner that has the outside patio. Yeah, that one. And then on Augusta Street, that one we went for pub night and we failed miserably.
We failed?
Yeah, we... Cause
Trivia Night.
Yeah, Trivia Night.
Oh, Augusta House.
Augusta House, yeah. So those four.
Okay, you?
The ones that are still there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the locations
oh,
the
sorry.
Same, right?
Pink Flamingo.
Lazy Flamingo.
Lazy Flamingo. I've been there. Okay, five.
What? When were you there?
I was with some friends from Exchange.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean,
like,
right?
Like, I've actually been in the building?
Or? Yeah. You can still name them, and I'm sure the building is still there, but it's just different names.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, because I haven't really been to all... Because recently, the ones I've really been to...
Are Sizzle
and Koi.
And that's it?
Is that one bar or two?
It's two,
but it's the same building.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Rock Bar still around?
Is it? It's different now, right?
Yeah, I thought it changed.
I know what you're talking about, that building.
The building with the roof? That you can go on the roof?
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, is that... Not Rock Bar anymore? What's it called now?
I don't know.
What did Elixir change to?
Oh, where was Elixir?
It was right across...
Gown and Gavel.
Yeah.
Right across Gown and Gavel? Where's Gown and Gavel?
Beside it. That guy was the corner one where it's like open patio.
Yeah, it's the one right beside it, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Right across from Sizzle and Koi.
Gatting, oh, crossing that. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So you've been there too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then what, Anthony, you mentioned
Kaylee House?
Kaylee House and you guys said Yavel, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I know it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
But it was called, I don't, what's it called now? It was the place that was Funky Monkey.
Oh, it's called Viva?
Is it Viva now?
Yeah, it's so. Right next to Kaylee House. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, two
it's
doors not, down.
I don't even think it's Viva now anymore, is it?
Is it not? Yeah, I know what you mean, though. Yeah. So that place.
Yeah.
What'd you go in there for? Oh, back in the high school days?
Yeah, back. Yeah.
Yeah.
It must have been, yeah.
So I took a little reading on how many I've been to.
You went to all of them?
No. Apparently, the only ones I've been to are the ship down in Augusta Street. Yeah. Augusta House, and only the times I went to those was actually only for lunch when I used to work the law office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then the bars I've actually went into are only Kaylee House and Sizzle and Viva. That's it. And I used to work in Hess.
Where's the story
going? Yeah, no, it's just I just realized that I'm not so initiated. So I went out with a couple of guys, and I went to all the different bars that they took me to all the different bars I've been to. So I went to Cat and the Fiddle on...
Cat and the Fiddle.
Yeah, it's in Augusta Street. It's really chill. They have like live music and whatever. And then I also went to the Doors Pub. So do you guys know?
I've never been there.
You know what I'm talking about though?
It's like the band.
No. Yeah, I was wondering that. So you know where Che is?
Mm-hmm.
The burrito place.
Like right across Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And like in front of that apartment building, there's this bar, like a rocker bar.
Mm.
Yeah, that's where it is. It's across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on a corner?
It's on a corner, yeah.
I think I know.
Yeah? Yeah, so I went in there, and it's totally the rockingest rocker bar. Like, they have all these posters of all old rock musicians or whatever, and there's a live, like, stage up top. And
how many leather jackets did you see?
Tons. And one of their taps was a black dildo. And I drank from it.
Cool. You drank from the dildo?
No, from the tap.
Things are starting to make sense.
Yeah, like, you're on your knees, you're stripping.
Black dildos.
Black dildos.
Then, I went into Che, which I've never been into before.
This is good.
Small. It's super small. Mm-hmm. I ran into Yun.
Oh, yeah. He parties.
I ran into him everywhere. Anyway. Yeah.
That's getting too personal. I'm not going to continue that story there.
Why?
No. Just about Yun. I'm not going to keep talking about Yun.
No. I ran into another friend while I was there, which is just random. And then, I ran into another guy who I ran into elementary school to, and then he just kept yelling Blavin. And the people I was with also started yelling Blavin. Yeah, they're like, I'm like, what is going on right now? And then I went into Lazy Flamingo, which I've never been into before either.
Did you play the hook game in the back?
What's that?
If you go around the side, there's like a little hook on a string.
Yeah.
And there, or like a ring on a string. There's a hook at the end, and you have to swing the hook so that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
No.
It's just for drunk people to be like, man, I almost got it, bro. Fist bump.
Yeah, but it's really interesting that I haven't been to all these places. I didn't realize there were so many different places. So I don't even know what places people go to. I mean, or what's the most popular. I think it's Sizzle and Koi is the most popular, right? I also didn't realize...
I think people just find a place they like and stick to it.
Yeah, true. True, true. Yeah, no, I just didn't realize that Hamilton had so many places to go on an evening. I just, you know... Everybody says Hess sucks, so I don't know. There's a lot to pick from, so I'm sure somebody will find something, but I guess not. Yeah. So, yeah, it was very interesting just to go around and go into these places, even when I worked there. But after I worked at Kaylee House, I mean, it was already nighttime. Everything was closed already. So it's not like I could have gone anywhere else, right, when the night's out. So it was just interesting to actually physically go into these buildings and see what it looks like on the inside when I've seen them all from the outside all the time. So it's just interesting to see.
Yeah, there's like, I don't know. It's weird when you explore your city, like during our
crawl. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, during our crawl, like, so in our city, we have our crawl every month.
It's super crawl next week, too.
Yeah, super crawl. And so, like, artists, they kind of close down the street, and you can, like, walk up and down, see art pieces and stuff.
Yeah.
But when you go into these different buildings, you realize there's, like, stores within stores. And, like, I found, like, a weird metal record place below an art gallery and like, stuff like that. And there's, like, super hidden stuff in alleys and stuff like that. Yeah. So there's, like, I guess, like, the point of your story is, like, explore your city.
Yeah.
There's, like, probably cool stuff you didn't know that was there.
Yeah. No magic places, though. But, you know.
It's because nobody plays magic.
I'm so hurt.
It's all about video games.
I know. Yeah, no, exploring my city, exploring the party, the nightlife is pretty interesting. So, yeah. Anyway, that's what I did in my week.
All right, then. Now, without, that was pretty inside baseball, that entire conversation.
Yeah, about our city, yeah.
But, sorry if you were a bit lost there.
Yeah.
But, we were at the end of the show.
Did we didn't have a letter this week?
Nope. And let's just recap on what we learned today.
Okay.
On the show.
Don't take nude selfies.
Don't take nude selfies.
Yeah.
Hackers are going to rule the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anime isn't cheap, therefore you are justified in not buying it.
No, but okay.
That was a good one.
Gundams are cool.
Yeah. Gundams are cool.
Blaven needs to watch Korra.
Does.
Yes.
Blaven's sexual orientation is questioned.
What?
On multiple levels.
What? On multiple levels.
What?
And hopefully this all comes to your ears sounding beautifully.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if this was just awful?
I was waiting for the last lesson to be, I didn't hit record on this episode, and then we all flip out.
No. Oh, my God. Did you not?
I'm not that foolish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have never once failed a recording.
I haven't either.
Yeah, you have.
The computer has failed a recording. I have not.
Sure, Anthony. Sure. Okay. Well, you know where to find us. On the internet, Blaven, do you want to remind our listeners where to find us?
Yeah, type V3.
No! Jeez, come on, get it right.
Yeah, got it. I didn't get it right. I don't know where it is.
Google.com.
Is that what it is now? Is that the running joke?
Just open up your internet browser and I think
go to Bing.
No.
Yahoo search.
Most browsers nowadays is just the address bar is the search bar.
Yeah.
Just type in TNIB. We are the first 10 to 20 hits.
Or if you want
to
be fancy, type in 3 Nerds in the Basement.
Yeah, and we're going to get all the hits.
Every hit.
You'll get every YouTube hit, too.
Yeah, apparently, because we have 70,000 views on G.I. Joe.
That's so weird. That's such an anomaly.
I don't know.
You collect an ad revenue from all those hits?
I don't know, because I know some of them, I can't monetize them for copyright reasons.
No, that makes sense.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Like, I know, like, the Fast and the Furious ones I couldn't do.
What did we use that was, like, just because we talked about Fast and the Furious?
Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the movie ones I can't monetize.
Huh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They source it and say, nope.
So you can't monetize critiques of things.
No, you can, but for some reason they've marked it at, I don't know if it's because of the thumbnails I used.
I guess, like, you could, maybe that was a bot thing. Like, maybe we could argue it to a human being, but.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because, man, 70,000 views. At 1 cent a, 1 cent a click.
It's pretty petty.
Yeah.
All right, then. Thanks for listening. This week's episode was a bit longer than usual, but we hope you enjoyed all 100 and... Oh, sorry. All 83 minutes of
it. Oh, Jesus. 100.
We actually had a lot to talk about today.
Actually, we didn't. We just wouldn't shut up.
We just kept talking.
What? We didn't really have a lot to talk about.
Oh, we're just excited about the new mic.
Yeah, that's it.
We just wanted to break it in.
I think we totally forgot the mic was there.
Did I?
That means the mic's doing the job.
Like, you know, an actor, you know? You forget the cameras are there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, act like no one's watching.
All right, then.
Well, see, this is why we went so long, is because we keep doing this.
Yeah.
Who? Me?
No, we as a unit.
No, I'm going to put it on you guys.
All okay. Right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Host powers.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys in 1 week's time and see you next week.
Adios. Bye.